Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Strafe, and we're talking about the Bank of Mum and Dad and how parents might help out their children financially. In the last section, we talked about the different scenarios where parents help. We're going to look, Carol, now at some of the pitfalls. What are some of the pitfalls in this situation?
Well, there can be many and various. Farming families often divide their land between the children, but with the intention that the farm continues to be family-owned through the generations. However, if the marriage of one of the children breaks down, especially after a fairly lengthy marriage, all the assets owned by the both of the spouses will be taken into account. And in those circumstances, it could be that part of the land has to be sold to provide a divorce settlement. Sometimes if the divorcing couple occupy one of the farm buildings, that might have to be sold. And sometimes it can't be sold, in which case you may find that there's the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law who's the one who continues occupying the house rather than the child it was left to. So the farm could become fragmented, or the family may have an intractable dispute.
What about if money's invested into a property bought by the child, but then it's deemed to belong to the child, even though that wasn't originally the intention? How does that work?
Well, if a son or daughter buys a property with their cohabiting partner in joint names, then the partner may be entitled to 50% of it, even if they haven't contributed anything. So that needs to be looked at very carefully. And if the son or daughter is married, the situation is less clear. It may not be 50%, but their spouse will most probably be entitled to a share.
What about if you've got large garden area, large land plot, you want to build on that? How can that all play into it as well?
Well, many parents think that's a good way of helping an adult child get on the property ladder, or providing, or the children feel it's a good way of providing a home for an elderly parent. But you have to think about what happens if one wants to move on, or what if a partner wants to leave. You have to decide whether the properties could be separated, for example, looking at how it's going to be paid for as well. So if the mortgage, the main house, what if the mortgage payments aren't maintained and the mortgage falls into arrears? So there are real pitfalls in those circumstances.
I know this is something that happens with families a lot. Maybe a family member will give you, say, a couple of grand to cover some major expenses. There's never any contract, and it's kind of this handshake agreement of, here's some money now, but you might get it back. Well, we expect you to pay it back to us. But there's nothing written down. I mean, that's going to be a big pitfall, isn't it?
It is. And when we're dealing with separation, it's always said it was it's always claimed money was intended to be a loan, and it was always intended that it would be repaid, perhaps when the house was sold. But when the loan is made, everyone trusts each other, and there's usually nothing in writing. So when a divorce happens and all the trust goes, and both parties need as much money as possible to start afresh, there can be a real issue over whether it was a loan or whether it was intended as a gift and not intended to be repaid. And even if it was a gift, was it just for the son or daughter, or was it for the couple together? And there is no evidence to support what anybody is saying, really.
So there's loads of pitfalls there. How can we protect our money when it comes to these situations?
Oh, yeah, there are many pitfalls. So in the next section, I'm going to look at what parents can do to protect the money. And then after that, we'll look at what the adult child can do to protect the family money.
This is all coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Strafe FM.